got his eyes on you. He's got his eyes on you. Sees all you do and he hears all you say. He's got his eyes on you.
Sometimes I get weary on my pilgrim way.
On my pilgrim way.
Sometimes the stairs of
evil
cause my feet to stray.
I get weak and lonely.
As you have heard me say many times, to the Christian, that is a wonderful comforting thought, to think God has his eyes on you and sees everything you do, hears everything you say. But to the sinner, that's a terrifying thought. Yes, God does have his eye on you. Now, does that cheer you up and make you happy? Or does that make you want to run away and hide somewhere? Well, of course, there is no hiding place. The only hiding place is in Jesus Christ, God's Son, who died on the cross of Calvary for sinners like you and me. We hide in him, for our life is hid with Christ in God. God does have his eye on you. And to the Christian, that's the most wonderful thought in all the world, to think that no matter where you go today, in all your work, in all your responsibilities, whether you're on your way to school or on your way to the office or staying at home to work or whatever you do, taking care of little babies, taking care of an invalid, God has his eye on you and you are not forgotten of him. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Now, isn't that a marvelous verse of Scripture? God has his eye on me. In fact, the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole earth so that he can show himself strong in behalf of those who love him and fear him and whose heart is toward him. Thank you, Lord, for watching us. I want you to hear the recording of a song that I think has a very uplifting message to it. The song itself says, he didn't let us up, or he didn't lift us up to let us down. He didn't lift us up to let us down. And it is sung by Jana Jackson. I remember many years ago, Jana's dad was preaching for us at the church where I used to pastor at Glad Tidings Assembly of God Church on 24th Street in Bristol, Tennessee, and this has been many years ago. And while Reverend Jackson was preaching upstairs, his little baby, Jana, was in the nursery downstairs. Now, the thing that is so unique about Jenna is the fact that she was born totally blind. Well, no longer is she a little baby, she's a full-grown woman now. And Jenna has always radiated charm and Christian grace. And her sparkling personality and her deeply commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ will certainly warm your heart. Born totally blind, but she travels from church to church in concerts and singing for the Lord and the Savior that she loves. Kind of reminds me of Fanny Crosby, doesn't it? You remember that blind woman who all of her life, ever since she was about 6 weeks old, was blind, and she lived to be up in her 90s, and yet she gave to the world somewhere around 9,000 hymns. Isn't that marvelous? Even though God has given us all these wonderful senses of sight and hearing and feeling and so forth, yet even if you are deprived of them, you can still be used of God in a mighty way. I want you to listen to Jenna's song. She's a full-grown woman now, and still blind, but singing for the Lord and the Savior that she loves. He didn't lift us up, she sings, to let us down.
Us down. He didn't.
glad for that message. What a good, affirmative, positive message today to know that God, no, he didn't lift us up to let us down. Sung by Janet Jackson, born totally blind, today has grown into a beautiful woman. Still blind, but traveling around from church to church, singing of the Savior that she loves. If you do have your sight, thank God for it. We're not to take these things for granted, are we? Because there are many persons in this world who don't have the sense of sight. There are some who don't have the sense of taste, or the sense of hearing, or the sense of smelling. Some don't have the sense of touch. And if you have all five of these, you're rich, aren't you? You're rich. Doesn't the Bible say in James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Well, sometimes maybe we think of God's gift as being just the spiritual gifts. And of course, those are the best and the greatest. As we read in the golden text, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's the greatest of all gifts. But even some of these other things that, such as these five senses, we can think of those certainly as gifts from our Heavenly Father. Just some of his goodness, some of his mercies. You know, God could have made life in such a way that everything was insipid and tasteless and dull and no beauty and no touching or feeling or hearing. Just, kind of like a mole living under the ground. But he gave us all of this awareness to be able to enjoy God. That's why he gave it to us. So that we could be happy and enjoy him forever. I jotted down some of the things that mean a lot to me as I think about all five senses. And I thank God for every one of these. And to be able to have the ability to hear it, smell it, feel it. And I wrote down a number of things that mean a lot to me. Let's take the sense of smell. And I feel sorry for people who have lost their sense of smell and they can't smell things. But if you have the sense of smell, I think, well, to me, these things are so nice and very important, mean a lot to me. The scent of new-mown hay, the smell of coffee perking on the fire on a cold, rainy day, or the smell of something with cinnamon baking in the oven. Pine trees in a forest. The fragrance which follows the summer rain shower. Nothing more refreshing than that. The smell of a wood fire on a wintry night. Doesn't that smell so good? Aren't you thankful to the Lord that you've got the ability to smell things? Or maybe the salt air by the seaside? And you could go on and on and on. There's just a few things that I jotted down. Thinking of the five senses that God in his goodness has given to us. What about the sense of sight, which people like Janet Jackson doesn't have, but I think maybe she and others like her see more than some of us do with our own eyes. But the sense of sight, the glow of a sunset, the flowers in their multitude of colors, the new blanket of white snow. Nothing prettier than that, when everything is kind of gloomy and dull and ugly, and you look out and God painted the world with white while you were asleep, and you can see it. No one has to describe it to you. with your own eyes, you can behold it, you can see it. Or maybe a wild surf crashing against the rocky shore. Or seeing a towering mountain peak. Or a majestic oak. Or this is what I love to do, to see a 747 jet racing down the runway. I'm glad no one has to describe it to me. I can see it for myself. Or a bright red cardinal sitting in my tree. Or stars on a clear night, sparkling like diamonds in the sky. The sense of sight, being able to see. Or the sense of hearing, being able to hear things. I feel so sorry for people who are deaf, who have lost the sense of hearing, or maybe they never had it to start with. But if you can hear things, thank God for it. The laughter of children at play, the passing of a train, the crack of the bat when you know it is a home run, the organ playing, "Here Comes the Bride," the patter of rain on the roof, the rushing of water in a tumbling creek, the cooing of a little baby. Being able to hear these things, or the sense of tasting. God could have so created us that food would have no taste, no flavor. Everything would be tasteless and insipid. But you know, God gave to us, and you think about this. You know, usually we think about the great gifts, the cross of Calvary, heaven, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And of course, these are the greatest of all. But here are some little ones. God in his loving kindness, and that's all you can call it, God in his loving kindness and his tender mercies gave to us spices and seasonings and gave us taste buds so that we could taste it. He didn't have to do that. And you know what else? I have never understood how people who are supposedly very intelligent, I mean they're scientists and smart people, and they've read a lot and studied a lot, how anyone who is smart could possibly believe in evolution, that all these things happen by accident. But you know, almost any museum that you go into in any city throughout the world that has any section within that museum on anthropology, the study of man, almost every one of them without exception will give the origin of man as evolution, descending from the ape, all of it happening by accident. How ridiculous, how foolish. Do you think evolution was smart enough to give us taste buds, to be able to taste things? And that in order to coincide with those taste buds, to also see to it that things would grow up around us that would have spices and seasonings? Oh, how foolish. And that's all you can say. It's just a bunch of foolishness. Because the Bible says the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They may think they're smart, but God calls them a fool. Who would even think of denying the existence of God, the mastermind creator behind it all, who gave us all these beautiful things? So I think the sense of tasting is a wonderful thing. There are people who, with various diseases and sicknesses, lose their sense of taste. And what a treasure they have lost. And what about the sense of touch? Is there anything in life more wonderful than that? The feelings that come to us in various ways. We're just like the shade of a cloud on a hot sunny day. You can certainly feel that. The feel of a high school football game when autumn is in the air. The feel of a soft down pillow at night after a good day's work, when you know your labor has not been in vain. or the feel of holding hands with the one you love. The sense of touch. God gave it to us. You know why? Because he loves us. And he wants to make us happy. He doesn't want to make life dreary for us. He gave us all these things so that we could be happy and love him and enjoy him forever. But alas, many people go through life not even knowing that it was God who did it. It was God in his loving kindness and his tender mercies who gave them the ability to see and to hear and to smell and to touch and to taste so that we could be happy and enjoy the things of God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And then we can say with David, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork, because I can see it, I can hear it, I can taste it. Oh God, we thank you for your mercies and your goodness. You've been so good to us in so many ways. Forgive us for not being as grateful as we should have been. Forgive us for the times that we have complained and grumbled about things. Teach us how to be more thankful, to think of the little things in life that are ours. What a treasure we have. And our Heavenly Father, with all our hearts, we thank you. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus who died on the cross to save us, that our sins may be forgiven as we trust him and believe in him. And we thank you for the home in heaven that you have prepared for those who love you. We thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit and his presence and power. But we also thank you for the little things of life, like the things that we can feel, the things we can hear, the things we can smell, the things we can taste, the things we can see. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for all of it. Thank you for being so good.
Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Praise you for being so good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for music and singing, and for giving us so much to sing about. Thank you for simple things. The sun coming up in the morning. Rain when the ground is dry. For sleep when our bodies are tired. And a good meal when we're hungry. Thank you we can feel things. That we can laugh and cry. Thank you for the good times. But thanks for the hard times too. That keep us depending on you. Thank you for homes and children, and for giving us the chance to know what it's like to be loved. But most of all, thanks for giving us your Son. Help us to love like that. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good.
Thank you.
for me so good. Thank you for being so good.
Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Well, we do have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? God has been so good to us, far better than any of us deserve. But even when the hard time comes, and even when God takes from us certain things, because he does do that also. You remember Job, who said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." But in those times we can find him very near, very close by. Yes, there are times that God will give and give and give. Thank him for it. And then there are other times that for reasons of his own, and someday he'll make clear to us all those reasons, he takes away what he has given. And in those times we trust him and love him. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I trust that you have a good, happy day today and walk with God. Come to know him in all of his beauty, in all of his goodness, in the reality that we find in Jesus Christ our Lord, our beautiful Savior. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. God bless you.